The New York State DOT acknowledged Monday that two-thirds of the feedback received on their Skagit Corridor project was in opposition to the plan they were advancing, so they've halted work on the environmental impact statement and will go back to the drawing board. Justin Booth, executive director of Go Bike Buffalo and a Skagit Corridor coalition member, says he's willing to spend as much time as is needed to create the right plan.
By engaging the community in a process that they feel empowered, that their thoughts and input is taken seriously, is something that's been missing and something that we all would like to see going forward.
Safety along the Skagit came to the forefront following a fatal accident involving a child in 2015. Many community stakeholders want a redesigned Skagit that is bike and pedestrian friendly while also reconnecting parts of Delaware Park severed by a roadway that once allowed highway speeds. Stephanie Crockett is executive director of the Buffalo Olmsted Parks Conservancy.
Up until 60 years ago, that road really served all park users, including pedestrians and bikers. And it wasn't until the Skagit went in the late 50s, early 60s, that it divided the park in half. And it has been one of our mission points. It's within our master planning document that we restore both sides of that park connection.
Assemblyman Sean Ryan is hopeful a newer Skagit plan can address other congested spots along Route 198, including Main Street, and may perhaps work to reconnect nearby Martin Luther King Park to some neighborhoods severed by the Kensington Expressway.
You know, they were once connected by beautiful parkways. So, you know, we want to put Buffalo back together again. We want the new Buffalo. We really can't do it when we have divided highways running through our communities.
Ryan says funding remains in place for the next few years to continue Skagit Corridor redevelopment and that the project should not be affected by an anticipated multi-billion-dollar state budget deficit. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.